welcome once again to the Power Hour, 11.06 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, February 1st. That's right, February 1st, getting close to Groundhog Day, and what is it, the start of Black History Month? Yeah, I guess it's White History Month every month of the year, right? Yeah, am I a racist now because I said that? Well, Black History Month, there's been a lot of blacks or African Americans, whatever term you wish to use, that have contributed immensely to our society and our way of life through inventions, contributions, politics. They're everywhere. And yes, they have done, and many of them have done, the right thing in helping America grow. And we appreciate you, just to let you know. We are not a racist country, despite what the left would have you believe. Now, because of the woke aspects of things, the Power Hour becomes stronger. And the way we survive is through you shopping at the Power Mall, where we have 10% off global healing products. And we will have Dr. Edward Group on in the next hour to discuss them. 10% off North American Urban Spice products, 10% off the Lamb Cream and Miracle Skin Helon PF, 10% off Strauss Naturals, 20% off of Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum Renatured 60-count caps and Living Streams 2-ounce probiotic, 30% off Essential Digestive Plus, and our BOGO on Tranquil. You buy one, get one free while supplies last. And for those of you listening to us on shortwave, 6.160, we're going to be on that frequency until February 24th. At the end of that show, we will make a decision based on your input and frequency feedback whether we stay on that channel. If you like listening on shortwave live stream, we're going to give you an opportunity by calling 877-817-9829 and selecting option 2 or emailing support at thepowerhour.com. Or if you're listening to us on shortwave frequency 6.160 live, and it's 11:08 Central Time on Tuesday, February 1. You can call 844-769-2944 and tell us how we're coming in right here live on the air. And any other comments and questions you have, we welcome those. We're also on Facebook, Twitter. We have our newsletter. And if you haven't subscribed, you need to. We can send you an email blast out every morning early. And it gives you all of yesterday's news. If you missed any part of the shows, dialogue with any of our guests, and you want to listen to it again, you can. We give you that opportunity because we archive our stuff, which is good. You can share it with friends. We like that even better. We'll have Richard Amerling, MD, a frontline doctor. He's going to talk about the many ways medicine's been hijacked by the big pharma, leading to treatment that harms more than it helps. I have a feeling he's definitely on the same page as all of you out there that are paying close attention to what's going on. In news of the world, and we have a lot of news today, as we did yesterday, of course. You'll find that out if you look at our email blast, just how much news is on there. We take great pride in researching what's good, what's not, what might be fluff, what might be propaganda, and weed it out. So we're trying to give you as much truth as we can get our hands on. Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin has announced the country is going to be lifting all of their coronavirus restrictions by the middle of this month as the country starts easing some restrictions this week. All coronavirus restrictions are going to end. Some restrictions will begin to ease this week starting today, such as restrictions on restaurants and sporting facilities. Russia and China may be ready to challenge America's Monroe Doctrine. With tensions heating up over Ukraine and NATO expansion, Moscow is considering a drastic response. RT is reporting that this Monroe Doctrine for over 200 years, asserting a U.S. sphere of influence over Latin America, has been a cornerstone of American policy. Russia and China, however, are looking at this U.S.-led world order, and they don't like it. And so they are basically using Latin America to invade the United States. You can already tell by the amount of drugs flowing into this country. And in the meantime, as you know, the Looney Tunes in the White House can't keep his mouth shut, had to use the term little incursion, which, of course, not only sparked reactions from more than 100 advocacy organizations representing millions of people across the U.S., they are demanding the Biden administration takes steps immediately to defuse tensions with Russia. As the two nuclear-armed powers remain perilously close to war over Ukraine. And you got to wonder, is Looney Tunes and Giggles, are they that aloof that they don't realize what they are wading into? I mean, this is a giant snake pit. Not only do we have NATO allies that are kind of like wishy-washy insofar as what's going on in that big White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Everything that has emanated from that administration, I think, has really been troubling for a lot of our NATO allies, and they're wondering exactly how to treat us as a whole. These advocacy organizations, numbering 105, including Physicians for Social Responsibility, Just Foreign Policy, and Peace Action, came hours after a sharp verbal back and forth between U.S. and Russian representatives at a UN Security Council meeting, which did little to abate fears of a looming military conflict. Why are we doing this? Why do I have this distinct feeling that Hunter Biden and his daddy are behind the scenes on this? And because Hunter took money from Ukraine and from Russia and from China, all three of these entities have an input, have a say in how Sleepy Joe thinks. I just have that sinking feeling in the back of my mind. Many of you may have that feeling as well. 844-769-2944 if you want to talk about it. What's bugging you about what nutballs up there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is doing? The FBI, of course, the BBC, we won't hear it out of our media, so the BBC is reporting that athletes and visitors heading to the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing should leave their phones at home and use temporary ones instead. That's right. Get a burner phone. We're talking about cyber activities disrupting the event, including ransomware, malware, tracking tools on your phones. So get a burner phone if you're going to take it to the games. Why you would go, I don't know. I thought we were boycotting those. They are going to be having to download an official app for COVID health monitoring purposes. Ah! Now you know why they want you to have a burner phone, because your personal data is on your personal cell phone. So if you're electing to go to China, be aware. China, of course, is poo-pooing all that. Like they poo-pooed the coronavirus, really? The massive freedom convoy, you remember that? All the truckers that George Freund called up and said we're headed toward Ottawa and got there. Well, you know, Justin Trudeau, he's in hiding. And he, of course, is sneering back at them through his little hiding place. Doesn't want to face the music. He's basically calling these truckers a fringe minority with unacceptable views. I hate to say it, but I don't know if Mr. Trudeau actually was watching television at the hundreds of thousands of Canadians lining the highways as these trucks passed. I think there's more people up there, our neighbors to the north, that are looking at, you know, perhaps ousting Mr. Trudeau in the next election. This, of course, has sparked more donations to Trudeau's Liberal Party of Canada. Oh, yeah, he's woke, all right. And so the Conservative Party of Canada, their opposition, I think it's, what, $700,000 in difference in the money they're raising? Oh, the Liberals are just throwing all sorts of money trying to stay in power. They are afraid, much like the administration currently in D.C., they're going to be facing a similar convoy of truckers in the near future. And I would love it if these truckers actually just got on the beltway, got in the right-hand lane, and came to a screeching halt. Wouldn't that be something? Think that'd get the message across? Yeah, what are they going to do? Send the National Guard out to run them all off? Wow, that would send a strong message, wouldn't it? For those of you that have loved ones in federal prison, you should know that they have locked them all down after a deadly gang fight killed two inmates in Texas. All federal prisons in the U.S. are on lockdown. Two other prisoners seriously hurt in the violence at the high-security Beaumont facility on Monday. That's in southeast Texas. They were responding, this is the Bureau of Prisons, with an abundance of caution, saying it was temporary. Don't panic. Most of America's prisoners are held in facilities run by the individual state as opposed to the federal government. The Bureau of Prisons, by the way, if you didn't know the statistical fact, has 134 facilities housing more than 150,000 inmates around the U.S., according to the latest information on its website. Our telephone number, 844-769-2944, Sharon in Kansas. Good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm okay. I hope you're doing fine.
I'm doing super. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
I got a constitutional question. I think that, I don't think Kamala Harris is qualified to be president, so she's not qualified to be vice president just because of her. Her parents weren't U.S. citizens when she was born here in this country. And I think it sets a terrible precedent. You know, if she's not, you know, if that's allowed to stand. Because it's really precarious right now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, we're sitting there wondering whether or not Giggles got the placebo and whether or not Looney Tunes got the placebo. We don't know if either one of them actually got the jab or if they really know what's going on and they didn't take the jab and they both got a placebo, got a little saline solution in them because they know what all of us that got the jab are in for. But to answer your constitutional question, the House of Representatives, as well as these, this is what they're really afraid of, Sharon. They're afraid that come November, things are in such an uproar that the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Independents will rise up en masse to the point where no matter how much ballot stuffing they do, they're still going to get beat. 30 Democrat Congress people are declining not to run because they know they're going to get a shellacking in their district. And rather than face that kind of music, they're not going to run. So if the Republicans shift gears and they take over by a fairly large margin, I see not only Looney Tunes getting impeached, I see Giggles getting impeached, I see the AG Garland getting impeached. Just they will go right down the line and impeach their entire cabinet. That's what I see happening, whether or not this is setting a bad precedent, whether or not it's going to prompt, you know, I really don't know that she's going to get a slot on the Supreme Court. I don't see that happening. I know the Senate will rise up and say, are you serious? You're going to put Giggles on the Supreme Court? I mean, they'll never let her get a word in edgewise.
The problem with them impeaching both of them is that puts,
Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi wouldn't be
Speaker. They'll impeach her, too. They'll impeach her, too, on all sorts of insider training. Oh, sure. Well, see, you know, the Convention of States already now has 18 states, and they're moving toward that magic number of 34. And once that happens, they're going to come in and attempt to do an Article 5 Convention of States on the Constitution and amend it to impose term limits. And if the states vote that, Pelosi's out, and so is every other power monger like Chucky, you know, Chucky from New York, that wields the knife, the little clown that wields a knife and stabs people in the back when it doesn't benefit him. Yeah, that they could literally stop all of this nonsense if they would just impose term limits, and if they would just give every congressperson 4 years, and that's it, you're done. and do something about these pensions. I think that would straighten out a lot of this nonsense.
I don't support a Article 5 convention because I think it's too dangerous. Because I just don't think that the people will really control it. And what do you think about trying to get through? And I think this has to be done on maybe even the county level. But if you can't vote for the person, you can't give money to their campaign.
Makes sense. I like it.
You know?
I like it.
Yeah.
Makes sense, Sharon. Makes sense. Love it. Okay. Yeah, I've always said vote for the person, not the party. I mean, you research the person. And if you don't like the person, find somebody else that can do it. Sharon, maybe you should run. You're level-headed.
I think we should get rid of parties altogether.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, Dave.
Another good idea.
Good
Thank you so much. You too. Bye. Tom in Michigan, how you doing, sir?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I just got a real quick question for you. You're talking about Fidel Trudeau, and I'm thinking also Australia. Okay, the question is, has any country ever gotten their guns back without, like, total devastation, without, you know, once they were given up, like it's been happened in Canada and Australia? That's the question.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you what, that answer is, here's the thing. The criminals have the guns, right? And so my first thought is I don't know of personally a country that has actually bounced back out of something like that where they've seized all the guns. England basically is a classic narcissistic example of multiculturalism gone bad, and they're trying to do it to America. If you want to screw a country, let it go multicultural, and it will screw it, because, you know, if this is what's going on right now, this is why they're allowing the borders to be flooded with people from 40 countries, is because if they can multiculturalize, what'll happen is all these religions from all these other countries, including Sharia law, will come in here. And, you know, again, only the criminals will have the guns. And I really don't see that happening in the United States. I don't see them giving up the guns. I would think that if they tried to come into a state like Texas or any other place that guns are very much loved and respected, they are going to have a civil war on their hands to the likes that they've never seen in their life. I just don't believe that. That's going to happen here, but to answer your question point blank, I don't know of a country that actually has recovered from a seizure of guns and bounced back. I would think that they would have to literally go to the underground, find the weapons on the underground, find a way to sneak them into the country. I don't think there's enough of them out there that would have the cojones to actually do that, to rise up and do it. I just don't see it. I think we've become extremely apathetic.
I was thinking in a legislative manner somehow, but yeah, like I said, I can't think of any place where that's ever been done. But, you know, it would be nice to see it happen. You know, the citizen can stand in the gap. If they get the chaos they want, you know, if we have the armed citizen who can stand in that gap, I think that goes a long way to the security of a free state.
I agree. And that's one thing that, you know, we have to take into consideration when there is a call to arms. So I appreciate your call, Tom. Thanks so much. The New York District Attorney, by the way, you remember Cuomosexual, right? He's not going to be charged because there was, quote, not a sufficient legal basis. This is Oswego County District Attorney Gregory Oakes brings to an end the last of five criminal probes into the disgraced former governor regarding allegations of sexual misconduct. He's not going to get charged. Wow. Yeah, that's too bad. People, you know, when you don't have accountability, you got a real problem. Bob in Missouri, we've got 2 minutes. What's on your mind?
Well, what you just mentioned in accountability, as I've said before, no one's ever been prosecuted. Can you remember the last time of anybody in the government prosecuted for anything?
Yeah.
But the higher echelons, never, never.
Yeah.
It's a big game. Republican, Democrat, I know you're talking about the Republicans, but remember, Bush was kicked out of office because he had the worst ratings of all. Then that's how, you know, it goes from Republican to Democrat. It's a big game. It's a big phony game they're playing with us here.
Single party system,
Bob. I don't care
who's
in office here. I don't trust any of them, okay?
I get you. I get you.
They had to make a pledge before they went in there. Whatever they do to them, they are robots for whoever runs that place called Washington, D.C. Another thing, you're talking about this war with Russia. Aren't you worried that guy up in the White House, he's a more Marxist, Leninist, Maoist than he is American? And it's going to be a big war to destroy?
I don't think he knows what he is, Bob.
You might not say that, but I'll say it, okay?
All right.
He's definitely a communist. I know people
gotcha.
Are Russian. They said, I never mentioned it to them. They said he's a communist, okay?
Yeah.
And that being the case, would you want to go, would you have him as your general going into war if you knew that to be the case?
Not just no, but hell no.
Exactly, man. You know, so we're in kind of a pickle here.
We are. I mean, I'm wondering about those 8,500 military they're sending over there, and
yeah.
for what purpose, and whether or not they've all gotten the jab. Because if they have, you know, they're walking time bombs anyway. But it really bothers me that now we have to come to the UN General Assembly and many of these fringe base that come out and say, look, you need to put an end to this bickering and disputing with Russia and resolve this before it starts getting into NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical. So,
I thought of that already. You know?
Yeah, we're getting close, I have a feeling. But, you know, what can I say? It's one of those things.
One,
sadly, thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate your call. All right, we're moving on the break right now. And we're going to be bringing Richard Amerling in, who's a frontline doctor, after the break here on the Power Hour to talk about the chicanery going on in Big Pharma. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time. This is Tuesday, February 1st. 2022, we inch our way toward November to the midterms and watch the number of Democrat congressmen dropping out, deciding not to run again. And makes you wonder why. I think we already know that. We have a very astute audience here on the Power Hour, and we appreciate you. Once again, support at thepowerhour.com. Let us know how we're sounding live on shortwave frequency 6.160. We just started yesterday, and we will be on until the 24th doing a little test to see how we sound live on shortwave. 877-817-9829, option 2 is the other number you can call, and leave us your frequency feedback. We appreciate that. If you want to be on the show with our guest who's going to be joining us here momentarily, the number is 844-769-2944. Your calls are welcome. I know many of you out there are peeved at Big Pharma. You know how sinister this is. You know how flip-flop Fauci is. The man is a communist Nazi pig that needs to be executed. Most of you probably feel the same way I do. We don't like what Big Pharma is doing. We don't like the jab. We don't like what's in the jab. We've talked to enough frontline doctors to know that we don't know. What we don't know is what 5G is going to do when everything is fully activated and whether or not that's going to activate all that magnetic hydrogel that's inside the jab. And we have with us today Dr. Richard Amerling, who is the Associate Medical Director for America's Frontline Doctors. He is a licensed nephrologist who has been practicing for 30 years. And at the height of the pandemic in New York, he was working with the earliest and sickest of the COVID patients. What he saw firsthand was not what the media was telling us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Amerling. Appreciate your coming on the Power Hour.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So, do you have a bird in the background? I hear a bird chirping. Do you have a parakeet?
I'm actually sitting outside because I'm down with a sinus infection, and I've got to get a little bit of sun.
There you go. There you go. Little vitamin D doesn't hurt. All right, so we're getting a little bit of nature at the same time. Okay, nephrology, study the kidneys.
Yes.
And so you know what remdesivir does, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what it doesn't do is get anyone better from COVID-19. I mean, it's just the bust of a drug pushed through by Fauci with a crappy study, got it through the FDA, which is how he does things. And there's no benefit and only harm. And the harms are considerable. I mean, this drug was abandoned during a famous Ebola trial where it produced higher death rate than the disease itself. So definitely something that we should not be using, but in fact are. And the reason we are using it is because medicine has been completely taken over by pharma, and they're able to produce guidelines and protocols that doctors, especially those who are employed in the hospital system, must follow. So the physician autonomy is largely a thing of the past.
No doubt. Well, and see, the thing is that people I know that have gone, put their elderly parents in the hospital, they can't get them out once they're in there. It's like they find ways of trapping them. And when you go in and you try to, and we've had Dr. Brian Artisan, who said the same thing, and was telling us in my audience about the protocols that killed his father-in-law. They actually had security escort him out of the hospital when he tried to change the protocols that were making his father-in-law better, and they went right back to using the old protocols, which eventually killed him 9 days later. So, you know, it just not I mean, Gates is making money off Gilead Science. I mean, they're the ones that own Remdesivir. What is it, $3,000 a dose? So, I mean, somebody's making money off this. And Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, I mean, they've all been named in a ICC complaint with a criminal court. And I don't know how far that's going to go, because a criminal court in Belgium, it's a mixed bag. We don't know. But Fauci was named. Daszak was named. I think most of my listeners have figured out that we have some very nefarious behavior going on in higher levels of government. They don't trust the FDA. And, you know, I'm sorry for all of you doctors, because you're putting your necks out, speaking out. What kind of blowback have you had, sir?
Well, I was put on administrative leave for my position at St. George's University, where I was teaching medicine for the last 5 years, and then ultimately terminated. So, no, it's outrageous what's going on. I mean, this was over the jab. This wasn't particularly over speaking out, although I'm sure that didn't help, because as soon as we started to have this battle administratively, I was very vocal about my opposition to the vaccine mandates, and skeptical about the so-called efficacy of these shots, which is really zero when you look at it carefully. And they weren't too happy about that, but nevertheless, it was really over the fact that I refused the jab that they terminated me. This was, starting back in really last April that I've been having this fight. So here I am fighting the fight now, because it really is a war, and it's a war for our freedom more than anything else. The medical issues, I think, are beyond discussion almost at this point. Everything that the CDC and the NIH have recommended has been wrong, either a lie, flat-out lie, or wrong. Everything the WHO pretty much has recommended has been wrong or a lie. So it's obviously not about public health or about COVID. It's really about imposing a tyrannical regime.
Well, it is. And I mean, you obviously have studied this, Dr. Amerling, enough to know what's actually in that jab. I mean, are you aware of the mRNA and what it's designed to do, and the fact that there may be nanotechnology incorporated in here that we have not seen the end result of what's going to happen, and the effects that 5G might have on that?
That's a little bit beyond me. I mean, I know that the mRNA is bad enough. I mean, the fact that they have viral genetic code in the vaccine, telling our bodies, different cells in the bodies, to produce a protein, the spike protein, which of course is pathogenic, creates disease. That's bad enough. I mean, we don't really have to go any further than that to know that these shots are toxic. Plus, they don't work, and they've never worked. And this is obvious when you look at the studies carefully. And one thing I can tell your audience that, you know, I think everybody should be aware of, is that this so-called 95% efficacy that they touted for the Pfizer vaccine, for example, is a relative risk reduction. But the attack rate for the virus was low in the whole study, so that the actual risk reduction that these shots offered was 0.7%, which means that they were negligible, that the effect of the clinical effect of the shots was negligible, and that based on that alone, we knew from the very beginning that they were not going to make an impact on the pandemic. And of course, they haven't. In fact, they've made it worse. I mean, every country and every venue where they've rolled out these shots in a big way has experienced a major spike in both cases and hospitalizations and deaths.
And now what they're doing is blaming the unvaccinated when they know what the truth is. And I mean, hearing you say that also makes me believe even more that this jab is not only the bioweapon itself, but enhanced. And I know that this, from what you just said, it goes past your understanding of what technology. I mean, we've researched the patents, we've published them. Both on the powerhour.com website, it shows an injection. This is Moderna. It shows a little web-like thing expanding under the skin once it's injected into the system. So, I mean, it not only is this to me a bioweapon, and it was deliberate, They want to inject as many people as possible so they can transhumanize them. I don't know what kind of a stand that America's frontline doctors has taken on this. I know their primary concern is the fact that the jab is no good, but have they looked at this thing as the actual bioweapon itself?
That hasn't really been the AFLDS focus. The AFLDS focus has been on the mandates, because regardless of the vaccine issues, no one should be forced to take it. That's the point. It should be a free choice in a free country, especially since they're experimental. So that has been our major focus. I think it's become increasingly obvious that they are ineffective and toxic, and that there is a malignant ulterior motive to this mad push to get a needle in literally every arm without any even basic clinical considerations, such as whether or not they've been infected before and have immunity, whether or not they're pregnant, whether they're a tot, you know, a kid who has zero risk of serious disease from COVID, serious outcome from COVID, the disease. None of these considerations make any difference to these fanatics who want to literally inject the entire world. So there has to be an ulterior motive that is malignant. And this is something that our colleague in Britain, Mike Yeadon, was one of the first to point out.
He said
very early on, that we have to just use deductive reasoning and use logic. Everything that they've told us has been a lie. So when you start with that, then you know that there's something bad going on. Everything that they told us has been a lie. The PCR testing was a bust. The masks, the lockdowns, all this stuff was misguided and wrong and based on lies. So when you start with that, then you have to ask yourself, what is really behind this whole movement? And he could not come up with a benign explanation. That was how he put it, as I recall. And I'm sure he still feels the same way. Everything that we've seen is that these shots are killing people. Pure and simple.
Well, he understands that. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you have a question for Dr. Richard Amerling. Well, that's a big sacrifice to make, doctor, is being kicked out of your profession. They haven't taken your medical license per se, have they?
Not yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone makes a move to do that. AFLDS is pushing back strongly on the legal front against this sort of attacking and hunting of doctors that is going on. We are not going to put up with boards, for example, re-examining board certification status based on our views on COVID, broadly speaking, early treatment, as one example. We're not going to put up with these attacks. If they try to de-license or decertify physicians, we are going to push back extremely hard legally. And the Board of Internal Medicine, American Board of Internal Medicine, which issues a lot of the specialty certifications, which I hold, by the way, medicine and internal and nephrology, they are, you know, borderline organizations, shall we say. They have bookkeeping that they would probably not like to have exposed in public. Let's put it that way. So I'm putting them on notice. They come after us for our certification. We are going to go after you in a way that you will not like.
Well, because of the fact that most of these organizations, if they are sanctioned or under the guise or direction of the states or the federal government in any way, they probably are bonded, and I would like to see somebody contact their risk manager and go after the bond of this organization and shut them off, because without that bond, they have no insurance. They're all personally liable, especially if it can be exposed that what they've done is actually a eugenics program. And if the bonding company decides that there is enough risk out there, they will not insure them. They'll drop this whole thing. Any state-based organization, medical board or whatever the case may be, would not even be able to approach, given what it sounds to me like you've got the facts and figures. You've got the goods on these medical boards, which, you know, to me makes more sense to just put them out of business. Sherry in Kansas, you are on the phone with Dr. Richard Amerling. What's your question?
Yes, doctor. I know someone who lives up in the, I think it's near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that they're getting a bunch of health professionals together and starting their own, it's kind of like a CSA, community supported agriculture thing, only for health. And would you all have in your database where someone could contact you and see if there's any doctors in their area that they might liaise with and see if they can get something going in their area? Because I think that's what it's going to have to come to.
We're talking about a parallel practice of medicine, pretty much, right?
Yeah, well, you know, because what they're proposing is that you actually pay a subscription, and then if you get sick, you know, you can go to these doctors, and it's sort of like you're paying a doctor until you get to keep you healthy. And
right, like a concierge doctor.
Yeah, sort of.
I gotcha. All right, Dr. Amerling, what say you to that?
Yeah, this model, the subscription model, has been out there for quite a while, and it's been very successful in practices that have incorporated it. I'll cite, for an example, Atlas MD. I know them very well, and they've been one of the first and most successful. AFLDS is planning to open up clinics around the country, and they will be based on participation, as in a club. Okay, people are going to join up, and it will be run like a private club, so we can hopefully shield ourselves from some of the more onerous and ridiculous regulations out there. We will hopefully be delivering real good, high-quality care, as opposed to the pharma-driven, guideline-driven prescribing practices of most physicians these days and over the last, I would say, 15, 20 years. And it will be an alternative for the patients, because patients really need real doctors. There's a tremendous shortage right now of real physicians who are dedicated to practicing good old-fashioned Hippocratic medicine, where we put the interests of our patients first and are not beholden to some big corporation or some pharma company. And that is what we're aiming to do, and hopefully we'll get around to Idaho. But in the meantime, there are doctors. And go have a look at the AFLDS.org website. You may be able to find some references there that will help you. But, yeah, there is a core of doctors who obviously are pushing back, and we're also going to be looking into providing a practice environment that will be Hippocratic as opposed to autocratic.
Right, the do-no-harm thing. So. Yeah, AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org is their website, Sherry, and we appreciate your call. So this
AFLDS, AFLDS.org, yep.
AFLDS.org, AFLDS,
right.
Okay. Yep. That's good to know. And so, you know, this is a thing about concierge medicine. I know that there are a lot of nurses out there that they're being threatened now because they're in the healthcare industry because they succumb to CMS, Medicare, Medicaid. Well, if you're going to take a benefit from the government, there's strings attached, and you must get the jab. And my daughter is one of those, and I suggested that she might go to work for a concierge doctor where she is in Oklahoma rather not than deal with being in a hospital setting or in a clinic where they take Medicare. And I said, you better go find yourself a concierge doctor, because I think this parallel universe that's out there of practicing doctors that you know, do no harm, and jump on this thing. I mean, we have seen so much evidence so far, Dr. Amerling, that early treatment of this and using these protocols literally reduces the death rate to zero. What have you seen?
Yeah, and it absolutely does. And it's shocking that this has been suppressed. I think it's really a crime and it must be prosecuted. But I just want to say that you referenced the concierge medicine. suggests that this is something for the wealthy. It is not. It is for anybody and everybody. What it really means is that it's a private arrangement where you will pay the doctor directly. We're not going to be going through third parties. We're not going to be accepting insurance. We're not going to be accepting Medicare or Medicaid. This is all going to be private money. That will also limit the extent to which they can control our practice. Because to practice in the third-party system, you must conform to their rules. And the rules are based on these pharma-driven guidelines that are making patients worse. This is how we get remdesivir, right? This is how we get a toxic, ineffective compound such as remdesivir being widely pushed and widely used and causing great destruction.
Now, see, this makes more sense, and I'm glad that you clarified that, because there's probably a lot of people out there who have seen some of these TV series where that doctor goes around and there's always drama following him everywhere he goes, and he's practicing medicine in the home of the wealthy, makes house calls, and we understand that sort of thing is possible. Now, you know, because you've been exposed to Medicare, Medicaid, and a lot of these programs, this is a sort of thing that people are, especially a lot of our crowd, which are elderly and are on Medicare right now, and they pay these fees if they're not on one of these Advantage plans, and they're actually like us paying $400-something a quarter for something that we hardly ever use because we're healthy. And when we even think that there's something going on, we have a supply of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin already in our medicine cabinet at the ready, supplied to us by one of these concierge medicine doctors. Then what do we need Medicare for? Can't we just drop out? Not pay Medicare. Just say, forget it. We're not doing this anymore.
Medicare Part A, which is hospital coverage, is a obligatory part of Social Security. So you literally cannot drop out of that without giving up your Social Security benefits. And I don't recommend anyone do that. Medicare Part B is optional. And that's what pays for doctor's bills and other outpatient treatments. And that is optional. I think it's probably a reasonable idea to have it in case you have a very serious illness, but certainly not obligatory. And, yeah, you can get good care through a subscription or a private plan, and you may not need the Medicare Part B is all I'm saying.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, we're looking at better than a $1,250 bill a year that people on fixed incomes are just wrestling with right now. I know they are, because I'm looking at this thing, and, you know, come tax time when you're sitting there and you're deducting like I am, and you're looking at your medical bills and your medical expenses and going, wow, I didn't really use my Part B that much, nor did I use my supplemental that much. You know, and then my buddy, my radio co-host down in Florida on my other talk show, he pays $75 a month, gets to go see the doctor whenever he wants. And, you know, unless he has some major crisis, you know, it is what it is. Oh, now I'm sounding like a liberal. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, this is the thing. They're trying to rationalize and get, we're trying to get through all of this thing without the nonsense. And every time we get involved in a government program, there's strings attached.
Yeah, I mean, I've written about this and lectured about it extensively. Medicare was the foot in the door for socialized medicine. The opposition to Medicare and Medicaid was the last good stand that the AMA ever took. That's the last thing they were ever really officially right about. And, of course, they lost that fight. But Medicare started out as what seemed to be a very generous, no-strings-attached insurance program for the elderly that would pay the doctor's fees, no questions asked. And that's how it was run for many years. However, as the costs started to go up, which of course they would, right, you would expect that you create an entitlement, people are going to use it, then they started to ratchet down, not on the system itself, but actually on the doctor's pay. And that's how they decided they were going to control costs. But of course, every time they cut the doctor's pay, what happened? The doctors actually had to see more patients to make ends meet, to pay their bills and make the same amount of money. So that always revs up the entire system, and you get overall big increases in expenses.
No doubt, and I appreciate that. And so I'm glad that And I'm sorry, first off, that you have come under fire and have lost your tenure. That's just awful because that's a paycheck. It's gone. And so, folks, you need to understand that when these frontline doctors, AFLDS.org, come out and speak, it's because, one, not only are they on the front line putting themselves at great risk, you know, they've been doing a hellacious amount of research, and they understand way more than we do, especially for the alternative protocols that are out there. And Dr. Amerling, we really appreciate your time here. We're coming up on the break. And once again, we're going to be posting a Physician's Declaration of Independence. This was authored by Dr. Richard Amerling. This is going to be posted on our email blast. If you don't have it, this would be a good time to go to thepowerhour.com and subscribe. And we thank you, Dr. Amerling, for being on this show. It's wonderful and very enlightening. And we wish you the best.
Thanks very much. Great to be with you.
You bet. We'll have you back on hopefully in the future, too. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is just, it never ceases to amaze me that one doctor after another, Merle Nass, I mean, all these people that are speaking out, that are saying that FDA is wrong, CDC is wrong. I mean, they're literally having their licenses suspended. It's sad because when the doctors take a Hippocratic oath, as Dr. Amerling said, do no harm. What do you think all these people are doing? It's not the science. It's an agenda. We're going to be back with Dr. Edward Group at the top of the hour after our break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.